Kia ora. Hi and welcome, nō mai, to Up to Speed with Te Reo Māori, a series of short podcasts to help get you up to speed with some Māori language phrases and words that are often heard in media, public addresses and everyday conversations in Aotearoa, New Zealand. As members of Parliament have been heard to say, he waka eke noa, we're all in this together and we can all get on board. And Up to Speed with Te Reo Māori is a time-efficient and accessible way to help get everyone up to speed and on board. Ko Stacey Morrison tōku ingoa. My name is Stacey Morrison, and in this episode we're going to talk about days of the week, dates, and other terms you may have heard on media or in public places, like this.
Ko te rahina te tuawha o haki here, tēnei rā.
So Guy on Espina there says, ko te rahina, it is Monday, te tuawha, the 4th, o haki here, or December, tēnei rā, today. Rahina is a name for Monday, and many kids learn these names at school or on Māori television. For instance,
Rahina Monday starts the week. Rahina's complete.
So as the song says, Rahina Monday, Rātū Tuesday, Rāapa Wednesday, Rāpare Thursday, Rāmere Friday, Rāhoroi Saturday, Rātapu Sunday. Just to keep things interesting, there are also transliterations or loan words for the days of the week that sound more like the English terms. Mane, Monday. Tūre, Tuesday. Wenere, Wednesday. Taite, Thursday. Paraire, Friday. Hatare, Saturday. And then Rātapu is still Sunday. I know, just to keep things interesting. Waiata, or songs, are a great way to remember terms, and this one is a classic. It's the Maramataka Māori, Māori calendar song that is fittingly sung to the tune of Calendar Girl. Yes, just like the days of the week, there are two sets of Māori words for the months too, as you could hear in those two lines, Hanuere, January, which is the loan word, and kohitatea, which is a more traditional term for that time of year. You also heard pepuere, February, which is also known as hui tanguru, a traditional name. When I first started learning the names for months, I felt a bit overwhelmed, so I just chose one set, the traditional names, and learnt those first, and then the loan versions of the words came easily after that. At school, kids are learning both, and so you know the full year, here are the terms. January, hanuere, kohitatea, February, pepuere, hui tanguru, March, maihe, pōtūterangi, April, apirira, painga whāwhā, May, mai, haratua, June, hune, pipiri, July, hurai, and hongongoi, August, akuhata, here turikoka, September, hepetema, te mahuru, October, oketopa, whiringa ānuku, November, Noema, Whiringa Ārangi. December, Tihema, Hakihia. Talking about months and the Māori calendar, you may have heard of Mahuru Māori, the initiative to encourage people to speak Māori only all through September.
In relation to Mahuru Māori this year.
So Mahuru, as you know, means September. Therefore, Mahuru Māori is a catchy way to say speak Māori in September. The word for the Māori calendar is Maramataka, or Maramataka Māori.
So by using our traditional Maramataka Māori.
Marama means moon, and the Maramataka Māori is a lunar calendar, which is slightly different to the Gregorian calendar, as Dr. Rangi Mātāmua explains.
We're trying to overlay our traditional lunar calendar, which is a 354-day cycle, with a Gregorian solar calendar, which is an introduced calendar, which is a 365-day calendar. So there's an 11-day difference.
Dr. Rangi is the head of the Matariki Advisory Committee that has looked ahead in the Maramataka, worked out when Matariki will be seen in the next 7 years, and set a Friday in that period as our new public holiday. And that will move around just slightly as the Easter holidays do as well. Speaking of time, we've run out of hours, kua pau te wā kia tātou, but hopefully you've picked up some new kupu, new words, or reringa kōrero, phrases, so you're getting up to speed with Te Reo Māori. Kia ora koutou katoa.